Raja Yoga Meditation Program on the Rules. The theme is Fiery Aspiration. This meditation is based on the light of the soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, discussing the eight means of union with the soul. Means two is the five rules, right observances, or Niyama. The commandments, Yama, and the rules, Niyama, must first be kept. And when this outer conduct to this fellow men and the inner discipline of life is brought into line with these requirements, then the aspirant can safely proceed with the forms and rituals of practical yoga, but not until then. Read the Great Quest meditation document on fiery aspiration so you understand the intricacies of this rule. Book 2, Sutra 43, provided in your meditation material, describes how fiery aspiration is the domination of the physical man, so every atom of his body is afire with zeal and endeavor towards the ideal objective, so much so that there is no turning back. Fiery effort, steady, persistent, longing, enduring faithfulness to the ideal vision are absolutely necessary before the aspirant is permitted to become the disciple of a master. We start with an emotional realization of our goal and from then pass on through the fire of discipline to the heights of intellectual certainty. Basic meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with your spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. And visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your three personality vehicles. For assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. Seed thoughts of the month. The yoga of action leading to union with the soul is firstly fiery aspiration. What is the meaning of fiery aspiration? How is fiery aspiration related to the removal of impurities? How is it related to the perfecting of the bodily powers and of the senses? Are you truly an aspirant? Do you truly aspire? What is the quality of your aspiration? Towards what do you aspire? Is your aspiration truly fiery? What would instill more fire into your aspiration? Throughout the month, look for any actions in others in the world that you find inspiring, then attempt to intensify any feelings of aspiration in your heart so that you become ablaze. Imagine that your nature is ablaze with aspiration. Visualization. Choose one of the seed thoughts you wish to work with. Very briefly, realize how the seed thought will assist you to move forward spiritually. Determine that you will benefit from developing this quality in your nature. Meditation. Each day, select one of the seed thoughts following the Raja Yoga meditation method to focus on. Meditate by analyzing the seed thought using sequential thinking until you gain a synthetic understanding. Contemplate on it by holding your consciousness in your higher mind and open it to divine inspiration. Expect a soul-inspired thought or symbol to drop into your consciousness. Illumination comes as you recall any insights and summarize and ground them in your memory. Lower interlude. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then in your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insights you received during meditation, summarizing with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. Distribution. Sound the great invocation followed by the sacred word Om three times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. The great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.